Down in fair Devon a builder did dwell. He saw some green acres and his heart did swell. That's 400 houses and 5 million quid, where my friends on the council have backed up my bid. And I'll have it, I'll have it, I'll have it my way. Most councillors worship the rich of the day. If I offer a hall and 5 starter homes too, they'll jump at my plan and nod it on through. There's a rough country park that I'll offer to buy in an AONB and a triple SI, but they won't be bothered, they'll do all they can. When I wine them and dine them, they'll vote for my plan. For there's only one mantra that they understand. Money, more money if we sell off the land. To raise all our salaries, pensions and perks, with a little bit over to spend on new works. And it's not just more houses they're eager to see. It's more and more poor tourists paying a fee to park in their car parks and spend money free when they fumed in the traffic jams down on the quay. But it don't bother me, I've a villa in Spain, plus an old country rectory down a quiet lane near a friendly thatch pub where they serve a good meal, 2 miles from my golf club, where I can swing a good deal. Now I'm in limbo, I think I am dead. A rich councillor friend at my graveside just said, "How much did he leave then?" he asked of his mate. "Everything, everything. He left it too late, and I had it, I had it, I had it my way. The planet is dying, my children will pay. I made loads of cash, people thought I was smart. I wish I had heeded the voice of my heart."